And long awaited, finally it is 12 noon, top of the hour, and once again, time for the Planetary News Report on KFOX, which we've all missed because Farley's been down, but not out. Aquarius rising at 27 degrees, that's what that is. And we have Moon in Scorpio at 29 degrees. And also we'll get that Scorpio Moon going into Sagittarius within about an hour or so. We have Mercury in Sagittarius now at 15, Sun in Sagittarius at 5 degrees, so the Sagittarians are happening, birthday time. Venus is in Capricorn at 21 degrees. We have Mars in Scorpio, dead center, at 15. Jupiter is in Cancer retrograde at 9. And we have Saturn in Capricorn at 11, Neptune in Capricorn at 10, Uranus in Capricorn at 3. Pluto is conjunct Mars at 15 Scorpio, and north node of the moon is 20 Aquarius. The south node of the moon, always exactly opposite, is 20 Leo. And now it's time for the no reading edition. No readings today, but it is a wonderful day to call Farley and just say hello. The Monday edition of the Astrology Hour on KFOX, live and direct from Redondo Beach, so don't go away. Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. I remain Farley Malaris, and welcome to yet another edition. Once again, I'm back after being down. Boy, I'll tell you something. I guess I've been taking life for granted, because that's what today's topic is. Don't take life for granted. You don't know what it's like until you're hobbled or crippled or debilitated, where you can't walk, you can't use one of your limbs or whatever, you lose your eyesight. When I was 12, I was blinded for about 3 weeks because of a BB gun incident. And I think way back then I needed to learn that lesson, because I was fooling around with my body, with nature, with the forces of nature. And it took all those years for me to be reminded once again that when you're blessed and when things are going your way, if you start complaining or if you want more, if you get selfish, then the universe has its way of letting you know what it's like to be handicapped again. And you know, it's funny that when I go to see the orthopedic surgeon now and I see all these people on crutches and in wheelchairs, hey, you know what? I was friendly to them before, but I'm amongst them now. So when I see them, they're like my family, you know? And I totally relate to what these people are. You know what happened? I'll tell you what happened. I was at St. John's Hospital visiting an old friend of mine who's in a rehabilitation program over there. And there was a Nerf football. Now, because I've coached football for 12 years and I played in high school and college, the addiction, the obsession of playing football was there. And even though that I'm not quite in shape and 41, and I haven't picked up a football in years, I thought, what the heck? And we played for about 10 minutes, and we were winning 7-0, and the kids got tired. The kids! I was the oldest one. They said, let's quit. But Farley goes, no, one more play. One more play. So they put the youngsters in the game, the 20-year-olds, the 19-year-olds, right? And I go at full burst. I'm telling you, no one hit me. No contact. My leg just gave out. It just completely gave out. And I ended up with what we thought was a ruptured quadricep muscle in my top part of my left thigh to a severe sprain, where literally I cannot bend the knee. In other words, I have to have a splint on my leg all the time for weeks. And I'm not asking for sympathy, believe me, because I deserve this. And that's the way I look at life. When things happen, you got to embrace it, and you got to say, I'm being shown this for a reason. You know why? Because I thought my life was so tough. And because I thought that my life was so boring and so monotonous that I needed the universe to say, oh, you think this is boring and monotonous. We're going to show you it's boring and monotonous. How about sitting on your keister all the time for days and days at a time, keeping your leg elevated for a while? How about that? You know, I thank goodness that I don't need surgery. A miracle happened to me last night, and a miracle happened to the Los Angeles Rams, which happened to be my favorite football team. And I know I'm probably being told not to even be interested in football at this point, but I was watching the game, and the Saints were thrashing the Rams 17-7 in what appeared to be what we call a lock, a no-win situation for the Rams. With 5 minutes left in the clock in the fourth quarter, I started chanting my Gongyo. I don't know if you know what Gongyo is, but I took Zen Buddhism up many years ago, 15 years ago. The old Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, Nam-myoho Renge-kyo. They even send me the World Tribune still, believe it or not. But you see, the philosophy behind the Gongyo is if you chant Nam-myoho Renge-kyo over and over again, then you'll get whatever you want. So in between my Gongyo, and with 5 minutes left in the clock, I was chanting Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, and I'm saying, in between, I'm saying, God, please heal my leg and let a miracle come and help the Los Angeles Rams win this football game. Because I knew I was going to see the doctor today, and he might recommend surgery for this leg, which I'm a big baby, I didn't want to have. So I'm sitting there chanting like a crazy person. And just, you know, going, Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, please heal my leg, please help a miracle with the Rams. Do you know what? From the moment I started chanting, and I'm not flaunting my ego, because I believe in God and I believe in miracles. But if you watched that game last night, you saw a couple things. You saw something happen to the LA Rams. I even beckoned my dead friend Michael Alcana during the chanting and said, Michael, if you're out there, prove it and possess someone on that team, the receiver Flipper Anderson, and show me that you're there. Do you know Flipper Anderson broke a record in the NFL yesterday by catching more passing yardage in the history of pro football, most of which happened in the last 5 minutes of that game? The Rams scored 2 touchdowns in 5 minutes and a miracle finish, tied the game, went into overtime. When they kicked the field goal and won, I'm telling you something, I cried like a baby. Because when you ask the universe for something like that, and I got response, then I was being told not only is this game they're gonna win, but your leg is going to be okay. Because I've been scared and depressed all week, obviously, since I've been hobbled. I'm an active guy. I run around a lot. I go to movies. I take walks. I go on boats. I go here and there and everywhere. So being in a condition where you can't move, where you have to rest, it gives you a lot of time to think. As you all know, if you've been listening to the show, and I don't even know if anyone's listening today. I mean, my sister's in the control room. My mother took me to the doctor. We got a dead board here. There's no callers at all. Maybe it's because they don't know the number. Maybe it would help. Anyway, it is a no reading day today, and I'll be taking calls in about 20 minutes. And if you'd like to say hello or share with me some of your experiences as to why you don't take life for granted anymore, I'd love to hear it. As part of this topic, taking life for granted, everyone that's been listening to the show is aware that I've been going through some tough transits. Everyone I know that's turned 40 and made it to 44 or 45 has gone through an incredible transition. Now, I'm 41. I'm right in the middle of it. I've already had pneumonia twice, pulled out of it, thank goodness. Both of them were traumatic. Had problems with my insurance, problems with my license, problems with auto accidents, problems now with my leg. And when you go through this gauntlet from 38 to 44, which very few people avoid, you know, I look at people that are 44 and I go, whoa, I hope you're doing okay now. And even my sister, God bless her, you know, who went through a total rebirth. I look at her life now, and if you would have thought 6-7 years ago that she'd be where she is now with a master's degree, with a bachelor's degree, with a nursing license, with a marriage and family counselor license, with an excellent boyfriend, with a condo, all this stuff, I never would have dreamed her life would be where she is now. And she had to go through a lot of red tape to get there. And when I was observing it in the outside, my friend Roger, who's 42, has gone through incredible transition with his loss of his father and his sister, through passing away, his mom's heart illness, his illness. You go through these transits in life, and these are called hot transits. Like when your chart's on fire, and when you know astrologically, I mean, not only are you in trouble, but you know from what Farley says that in your chart you're in trouble, which means that you're being taught something here. See, astrology is not a science that is bad. It's not evil. It doesn't say, oh, like when you turn 40, you're going to get killed or murdered, or you're going to go through transition is what it says. You're going to go through changes, and you're going to be offered choices. Now, if you blow your karma, you know, like when I had this leg injury, I had my choice. I could have gotten a train, gotten some alcohol, got drunk, and just said goodbye to my whole life, and the show would have been off the air, and I would have been a transient somewhere. If I didn't know what I know, then I might have been weak, and I might have forfeited everything that I have built up till now, which is what a lot of people do. A lot of people, they destroy their lives, and they let them go, and they let them pass away because they get frightened, they get scared, they get depressed. They don't understand what's happening. You know what we do when we have these hot transits, when we have heavy squares, heavy oppositions, Saturn returns, like those people that are having their Saturn squares or Saturn cycles, 27 to 30, when things start getting tense. If you think turning 30 is tough, wait till you turn 40. You leave the baby behind at 30, but at 40, you really say hello to the mature adult. You gotta be mature when you're 40. If you're not, then look out, because that's when the tests come up. So when we have the hot transits, what oftentimes we find ourselves doing is we find ourselves worrying and manifesting negatives. We analyze a lot, too much. We complain. We find things with our lives that really aren't right. When meanwhile, something my Uncle Joel Warner said to me before he died of bone cancer, one of the last things out of his mouth was, he grabbed my arm, hardly able to move, and he said, "Farley, the money is nothing. Here's a guy worth $4 or $5 million in his deathbed." He says, "If you don't have your health, then you have nothing." That means he showed me his whole life, which was an endeavor to make a lot of money, he sacrificed his body for. And he died in a tragic illness. And every time I have something happen in my health, I am constantly reminded that this is truly where the riches lie, in stability and balance. Okay? So we analyze, we worry, we complain, we get frustrated over things because we're Americans, we're free, we have a good job, we have a home, we have food, we have shelter. Why don't we have the relationship that's perfect? Why don't we have the kids we want, or the pets we want, or this perfect landlord situation, or the car that we dream about, or the career that we're supposed to have? We are owed this stuff. That's bull. You take a look at your life. If you can get up in the morning and walk around, I can't right now. I got a crutch right here, and I got a leg brace on, and I'm crippled right now. And I don't want any of your sympathy. What I'm telling you is that everybody's been there. Just about everybody, if you abuse life, and if you abuse your karma, and if you worry and analyze and complain and get frustrated and depressed, and we consider that life cycle changes are occurring and we get all involved in the transition of that, if you don't do things that create spirit and stability and positive attitudes, if you start taking life for granted, that's it. If you take life for granted, that's when the universe goes, you're not allowed to do that. This is a gestalt experience, folks. And when you screw up, you get shocked. And let me tell you something. Having this leg injury was just like getting 100,000 volts in the leg. If you want to know what it feels like to have your leg buckle under and get a severe muscle sprain, it's like getting an electric shock to your nervous system. I made a mistake on Thanksgiving when I was by myself. My sister brought me over some food, God bless her. But when I was by myself, I got cocky, and I took the brace off and tried to get up, and I bent my leg a little too far and got reminded of the shock. So I thought, I cannot get cocky. I can't take anything for granted. I got to baby this leg, and I got to stop taking life for granted. You know what I must remind myself over and over again what is important in life? When I start taking life for granted and complaining, which is what so many of us do. I know people out there that are millionaires and they're chronic complainers. Give me a break. If I was a millionaire, then I would probably put it all in interest income and do something for people on this planet, especially the crippled ones, the ones that can't walk, the ones that can't hear or see. You know, those of us that walk around take our eyesight for granted, our hearing for, you know, when you see that sign for the hearing impaired on TV, that means there are millions of people out there that can't hear what you're hearing, and you worry about these little things and complain because your life's not perfect. Then there's somebody out there can't even hear the music that you're listening to on MTV. It's amazing, you know, and I'm not preaching to you. I'm not trying to tell you that I'm better than you or that I know more than you. I'm just saying that if I have an experience or go through a karma, then I feel it's my job as a student on this show and as a teacher to share with you my experiences. So hopefully, if you're complaining, and if you're in your 27, 28, 29-year-old bracket, or if you're in your 39, 38-year-old bracket, and you are complaining and worrying and analyzing and frustrated and depressed, look out. Because the universe has its way of lowering the boom on you, and maybe you can take my advice and take the alternate route. You know what I think's important in life? In retrospect, when I'm able to walk again, you know, in a couple weeks, I hope, if I follow the good Dr. Horse's advice, I got this doctor that is the doctor for the West Los Angeles College Oilers. boarding teams in Sentinel Hospital and also in Westchester. The guy's great. He doesn't do surgeries anymore. He's about born 1924, and he's just a wonderful guy. What I think is important in life now during all these transits are very different than what I thought was important a week and a half ago. Number one is good health. Hey, all I want now is I want my senses intact, and I want my limbs intact, and I want to protect them all. I want to think before I do things like working out, stretch. Don't push it. Like, they have a lot of these low contact exercise bikes and stuff. Hey, when you go past 40, it might not be a bad idea. Even playing tennis. Careful. Be careful. Good health. The body is the temple of the soul. And it's important as we grow older to become more aware of that and nurture that body and baby it because it's sensitive. The next thing I think is important is strong spirit. I've had so much time now to meditate and pray that I've been doing it like crazy. And I was, when he mentioned surgery the first time, and I pictured a 6-month rehabilitation and having my leg all cut up and everything, and you know me about surgery, right? In the American Medical Association. So I thought, oh gosh, I gotta use my powers here to overcome this. And when the Rams won yesterday, that was my, to let me know that it was gonna work. And sure enough, he said no surgery today. So, strong spirit, meditation, prayer, it whatever works. I do the Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, I do my mantra in TM, I do my mind as a clear blue lake zodiac synchronization, I do my positive affirmations. I keep that spirit strong. If you have stable income, if you're paying your bills, that's important. If you owe too much money, then that means something in your life is being over budgeted. I know that you need to have this fancy car and this fancy apartment and stuff, but if you're running in the red, that's not balance, and the universe will get you for that. So it's important to watch your budget and thank God for whatever stable income you might be having. A positive support from good people. That means surrounding yourself with people in your life. You know, I thought about this topic today. I had time. I had time to think. And having people in your life that are supportive. And if people have a problem with drugs and alcohol, that's one thing. But there's a lot of ways to be self-destructive. You can just go out and play football and wreck your body, too. You know, there's a lot of ways to ruin your body. You can pour poison into your vital organs through the mouth, or you can just, you know, break your bones and muscles out in the field. Easy. But having people in your life that care about you and that support you and nurture you and nourish your lifestyle is important. So good friends and good family, and cut away the slack. If there's people out there that are not positive for you, then it might be time to correct that. In time, not maybe impulsively, but you need good folks around you, good support troops. It works. Having fun, that's what's important in life, but having good, clean fun. Helping others, very important. What I learned from this is I found out in my life about the people that really care about me, people that call me up, that offer me help, that help me off the ground, that carried me into the hospital, that brought me food, let me put my arm around them. You find out who really is important when you have a problem, and especially when you become crippled. And balance. Overall balance. Whatever it takes, if you want to worry about something, then you shouldn't worry about anything. But whatever the body takes to balance, correct it. Take time. Whatever the mind needs for balance, talk it out. If the emotions need balancing, meditate. Cry it out. Laugh it out. Walk it out. Travel it out. Whatever the spirit needs for balance, then it's important for you to go to get out there and do it. You know, that's what's important. We take this dimension too personally and everything in it. All these goals that people set. Marriage and money and power and children. If it's supposed to happen, it'll happen. Don't push it. Don't worry about it. Take care of your own balancing centers inside. You know what happens karmically when we take what we have in life for granted? The universe totally will interrupt. There is a God out there. And I've proven it. And if you don't follow the rules, and if your soul is in a good position, like if you're about to graduate what I call spiritual college, and you're messing around on final exam, you're going to get more than a whooping on your hand from a ruler by the universe. The universe may lower the boom on you. There's a lot of really good people out there, evolved, powerful people that aren't doing their homework. They're not keeping their spirit strong. They're not balancing their life. They're not helping others. They're not teaching others. What they're doing is they're still reaching out and complaining for these goals they think they need. But the universe is saying, if you try and get these goals, then you're going to fall down. We become selfish and obsessed with unnecessary goals. Hey, if I get married and have kids, fine. But I'm not going to worry about it like I used to. And you know what? My football playing days are over. And it's just something I had to find out, that it's over. No more. If I want to work out, it's going to have to be something real mellow. I'm in my 40s now, kid. And also, we have to overcome this conditioning that we think we want more. You have to get to a point when you find out that enough is enough. When you have enough abundance in a certain area, it doesn't make any sense to be greedy. It's best to spread it around, share it around a little bit. And somehow the whole machine either breaks down or comes to a halt so we can take a look at how really good we do have it. Hence, many times the opportunities offered, if we do take life for granted, okay, and we don't realize how good we have it, then it's weird how things manifest in our lives that ordinarily wouldn't have to, like ill health or like trauma. Sometimes weird things, like remember when my friend Michael Alcana died suddenly in 1978 from a car wreck. None of us realized around him how good we all had it. And then Mike was taken from us and bam, we were shocked from that. And if we would have just thought a little bit, he would have been fine. Somebody could have driven him to college in that rain when he was tired and sick, but no one did, so he had an accident. And things happen to you, accidents, emotional and psychological hang-ups that won't let go, painful, debilitating injuries and diseases can occur. And what we're being asked when these things happen, when we start taking life for granted, and when the universe interrupts with these things, with these ailments and illnesses, what we're being asked of ourselves, even when we're in the middle of a crisis, like doctor says there's a lump in your throat, God forbid, or there's a problem with your leg or your stomach or whatever, whenever they start thinking surgery, cancer, AIDS, whatever, that's the time when you need to ask yourself questions and start maintaining the spirit. Number one, keep your life simple. Number two, try hard to be humble. Number three, remain spiritual. Number four, help others best way you can. Number five, meditate and pray. Number six, thank God constantly for whatever you have, because so many others have so much less. Number seven, don't take any risks. There's people out there skiing. You know, after what I've been through, just falling down in the grass, the fact that people would go on skis at 100 miles per hour and risk their knees. No way am I going to do that. I'm sorry. I know you might love skiing, but I'm not going to do it. No way. But people out there will take risks. Skydiving, scuba diving, skiing, whatever. I'm not anymore. Avoid being self-destructive is number eight. And that's many different types of behavior, not just drugs and alcohol. That is pushing your body to the limits that are unnecessary, like not getting enough sleep, like not getting enough protein, like not getting enough air, like not getting enough water, like not getting basic things you need in your body to keep it safe. A little walk once in a while, too much radiation from the TV or microwave, maybe get yourself out in nature a little bit, do a little walking in the woods, and take care of yourself, love your body for whatever you are, no matter how good or bad you think it is. It's very important to not take anything you have for granted, because you'll be amazed how the universe will step in and show you how good you really had it. So there's my topic, dedicated to all of you in hot transits and having transitions. The magic of this show, I think, in many ways, is that we do offer people lifestyle alternatives and philosophical alternatives. And the basics of my life and the mission of my life is open-mindedness and further truth. And I think if we had that in every constitution on this planet, it would be wonderful to keep open minds and search for further values in life. That would be great. And of course, we use astrology and metaphysics as a foundation for open-mindedness.